Welcome to Dynamite Adventures. Journey back in time as we explore the fascinating world of dinosaurs and prehistoric life.
All right, everybody, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of velociraptors. And I gotta say, just mentioning the name conjures up some pretty wild images, am I right?
Totally. I bet most people picture those cunning, scaly, like 6-foot-tall killing machines from those movies.
Jurassic Park, right. But let me tell you, folks.
Yeah.
That image couldn't be further from the truth. Our mission today is to peel back the Hollywood special effects and, like, unearth the real story of the Velociraptor.
Oh, absolutely. Get ready for some serious myth-busting.
Using some incredible fossil evidence and the latest paleontological research.
Sure, it'd be fun.
So let's start with the most obvious elephant in the room, shall we say.
Okay.
Size. Forget those towering behemoths from the big screen or real-life Velociraptor. It was actually much closer in size to, get this, a turkey. You know, the kind you might even see strutting around your backyard. Not so scary now, huh?
Yeah, like picture this, Thanksgiving dinner, and you've got this feisty little dinosaur trying to make off with a drumstick.
Yeah.
That's more the Velociraptor we're talking about.
Yeah.
And those Jurassic Park raptors.
Right.
Yeah, they took a lot more inspiration from Deinonychus. Think of them as like Velociraptors' bigger, bulkier cousins.
Yeah.
Same family, different weight class.
That makes sense. So we've got a smaller, more agile predator than the movies would have us believe. And get this, ready for your minds to be blown. They had feathers. Yeah, feathers. Not those reptilian scales we usually associate with dinosaurs. The evidence is right there in the fossil record. Quill knobs, these little bumps on their arm bones, are telltale signs of feather attachments, just like we see in birds today.
It's true. And that's a huge clue when we're tracing the evolutionary lineage between dinosaurs and our modern-day feathered friends. It paints a pretty amazing picture, don't you think?
It's mind-blowing. So these weren't just like small dinosaurs. They were basically like prehistoric birds.
In a way, yeah. Feathered, fast, and ready for whatever came their way.
Speaking of fast, the name Velociraptor actually means swift Caesar. And boy, were they ever. We're talking speeds up to like 40 kilometers an hour. That's like cheetah territory. And they didn't evolve those razor-sharp claws on their hands and feet for nothing. Imagine those things sprinting at you full speed.
It would be terrifying. And we can't forget that giant sickle-shaped claw on each toe, perfectly designed for slashing. All those weapons combined with that speed, it's a recipe for a seriously effective predator.
Okay, so we've got a picture of this incredibly fast, agile predator, but how did it actually hunt? Was it alone or in packs like in the movies?
Well, we don't have definitive proof of pack hunting like in the movies, but we do know they had incredible senses. Their eyesight was probably super sharp, and their sense of smell, phenomenal. They likely used these keen senses to track prey, maybe lying in wait, ambushing their victims, using that burst of speed for the element of surprise. It's a strategy that would have served them well.
And it's not just speculation. We've got fossil evidence to back this up, right? I'm thinking of that incredible find, the fighting dinosaurs fossil.
Oh, yeah, that one's a classic.
A velociraptor locked in mortal combat with a protoceratops frozen in time.
That fossil is like a snapshot of prehistory. And it's not just a cool visual. It tells us so much about how velociraptors actually used their weaponry. They weren't just scavengers picking at scraps. They were taking on prey, sometimes even larger than themselves, using those claws to inflict serious damage, going for vital areas.
So, okay, maybe not the like hyper-intelligent pack hunters of Hollywood.
Right, right.
But still a force to be reckoned with in their own right. I wouldn't want to encounter one on a bad day, that's for sure.
No way. They were incredibly well-adapted predators, perfectly suited to their environment.
Which makes me wonder if a velociraptor were alive today, flitting around, you know, with its feathers and everything.
Right, like a weird bird.
Would we even register it as this fierce predator, this animal with a lineage stretching back millions of years? It really makes you think. And there you have it, folks, the velociraptor. Swift, feathered, and way more fascinating than those Hollywood blockbusters would have you believe.
Absolutely.
So next time you see a bird, just take a second and think, is that a descendant of the mighty Velociraptor? It's a question that might just blow your mind.
Thanks for joining us on Dynamite Adventures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting dinosaur discoveries. Dynamite Adventures is produced by the Dynamite team.